Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website. We continue our sermon series based on the Gospel of Matthew. Today, the readings are taken from Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 to 21 and 26 to 28, and from Matthew 7, verses 21 to 29. Nick Tall, a reader at St. James, reflects on true discipleship and the example of our late Queen Elizabeth II.
Our first reading is from the Old Testament, from Deuteronomy. The Deuteronomy is the last book of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. And in this passage, we are having a restatement of the law of God for a new generation. It's delivered by Moses at the end of the 40 years of wandering endured by the nation of Israel. They were on the verge of entering the land of Canaan that had been promised centuries earlier to their forefathers. The children who had left Egypt were now adults, ready to conquer and settle the promised land. Before that could happen, the Lord reiterated through Moses his covenant with them. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 to 21 and 26 to 28. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land of the Lord, swore to give your ancestors, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. The curse if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods, which you have not known. This is the word of the Lord.
And I'm reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21 to 29. Comes from the Sermon on the Mount. Two sections, true and false disciples, the wise and foolish builders. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thursday, the 8th of September, 2022, will be a day indelibly marked in the history books and remembered for centuries to come. It will stand as a testament to the end of a long life well lived, that of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Hers was a remarkable life, and her 70-year reign, the longest of any British monarch. The tributes which have been pouring in from around the world, some of which Fabian read to us at the start of this service, they have not carried the tone of a diplomatic obligation, just being offered as a matter of routine, but rather they have carried genuine affection and admiration for the Queen. Those reflecting on her life have not spoken so much of what she achieved, but on who she was, on the content of her character. The Queen did not do any of the things that we usually associate with those whose deaths are announced in the news. She did not write songs or books or plays. She did not lead troops in battle or mastermind sweeping political reform. She was not a celebrated actress, Paddington Bear and James Bond aside. The role of monarch is a curious one, gifted by the random accident of birth, and it's something that you do not choose. The length of time upon the throne is also a matter of chance. But there is something more to the tributes that have been made than just acknowledging a long innings in a hereditary role. Rather, they indicate how the Queen fulfilled that role, her dedication and character. And that is what is shaping what we are all feeling right now. People speak of the Queen's humanity, of her devotion to duty, of small acts of kindness and sensitivity, of how she could be trusted, and her gentle sense of humor. She brought a sense of continuity and wisdom to national life, so much needed during times of crisis, including the recent COVID pandemic. There is one thing which underpinned so many qualities that the Queen demonstrated throughout her life, and that is her personal faith. As someone who had been bestowed with many titles and offices in her long lifetime, one which she took very seriously was the rather grand-sounding title of Defender of the Faith and Supreme Governor of the Church of England. Now, there's all sorts of history behind that title, but for the Queen, having her own personal faith in Christ was a central and foundational element of who she was. And certainly for me, it seemed that her faith came across as straightforward, uncomplicated, and trusting. It gave her the context for her work, understanding that to be a Christian is to be like Christ, following both his teaching and also his example. Now, the theme for today's service, which was planned and set weeks ago, is that of true discipleship. The Queen herself spoke about the importance of following Jesus in her 2008 Christmas broadcast, in which she said, "I hope that, like me, you will be comforted by the example of Jesus of Nazareth, who, often in circumstances of great adversity, managed to live an outgoing, unselfish, and sacrificial life. He makes it clear that genuine human happiness and satisfaction lie more in giving than receiving, more in serving than being served." Those words of the Queen on how she saw being a disciple and follower of Christ echo some of the themes of today's gospel reading. Jesus told a story of two people who each built a house. The wise builder spent time digging deep and laying solid foundations, while the foolish one built his house on shifting sands. And when the storms came and waters rose, the house with firm foundations stayed standing, while the other came crashing down. To be a true disciple, we must build our lives on the solid foundations of faith in the living God. Genuine human flourishing comes from seeing ourselves in right relationship with God and with those around us. Many looked to the Queen for leadership, but she looked to Christ. And there she found someone who gave his life for others. And so it was that she gave her life, her long life, dedicating herself day by day to service through the office that she had inherited. Jesus calls us all to follow him through a similar, lifelong, day-by-day discipleship. It consists in looking to Christ as our example and our Savior, making his ways our ways. As the Queen said, this time in 2014, "For me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, is an inspiration and anchor in my life, a role model of reconciliation and forgiveness. He stretched out his hands in love, acceptance, and healing. Christ's example has taught me to seek to respect and value all people of faith, or of none." It was this Christian openness to others, to see people, all people, as beloved by God, that made so many feel valued when they met Her Majesty. How many stories have we heard in the last few days of people whose lives were touched by a meeting with the Queen and her thoughtful, compassionate manner in receiving people? One story I heard on the radio yesterday was of a teenage girl in the 1960s who lived in Norfolk. She had won a school prize, and for some reason, she was required to go to the Sandringham estate and receive it from the Queen. While she was there, the Queen opened up conversation about what this girl wanted to do in her life, something which the girl had never really been asked by anyone before. So without thinking, she opened up her innermost thoughts about wanting to be a nanny and work with young children, but unfortunately she couldn't afford to go to nanny in college, so it would probably come to nothing. And the lady recounting this story said that the Queen had gently guided the conversation throughout and just made her feel at ease, so she felt able to talk about her hopes and her dreams. Well, 2 weeks later, the girl, much to her mother's surprise, received a letter from the royal household. And the letter said that she wouldn't have to go to college because she could come and learn on the job working in the nursery of the royal household. And so she did. And this young woman spent 3 years with the young princes, Andrew and Edward, learning her profession, which she then carried on throughout her life with other families. And it just shows how the Queen had really listened and understood and empathized and then saw what she could do to help. One of many examples of Christian faith in action. The Queen was certainly a remarkable person. Now, we may think that people with such qualities are rare, but I think that there are more around than we realize. The faith on which the Queen's life was founded and which shaped her character was not unique. It's something available to everyone, to all who choose it, to place their trust in the servant king. This week we have uppermost in our thoughts others who have recently died, having lived lives of discipleship. In the coming weeks, we will be remembering Jenny Edmonds, and Jean Jarrett, and Elaine Harewood. All had been members of this congregation, and we can look to their personal faith, which shaped their lives of kindness and dedication to others, of deep joy, and so much more that we remember. And I'm sure that we can all think of special people no longer with us, who showed aspects of true discipleship, filled with love for those around them, and who have been a guiding light for us in our own lives. The loss of the Queen and a very public period of mourning can bring to the surface within us all sorts of feelings, both for the loss of our monarch and the role that she played in our shared public life, but also leading us to reflect on other special people we have loved who are sadly no longer with us. And it can be hard to manage those feelings. Many have felt bewildered by their emotions in recent days. But we can learn from those inspirational people known to us who lived good and faithful lives and give thanks for them. I am sure that they also faced hard times and felt feelings as we feel now. And they would tell us that whatever happens, life goes on, because it does for us, and we have to continue to put our trust in God as we go forward. The Queen also spoke of this, and she said, "I know just how much I rely on my faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. Each day is a new beginning. I know the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God." Within our lives, we can walk with the same God that the Queen and so many other people have walked with in their time. God is there. God will never leave us. His love is always present in the good times and the bad. So as we face the future with a new monarch, King Charles III, much has changed, but God is constant. He was the same yesterday as he is today and will be tomorrow. And we can give thanks for those who have shown us the way to live in God's light and love, who have been a beacon of enduring faith and compassion. And so we can resolve, with God's grace, to take courage and continue where they have left off in bringing hope and love to those around us. This is what it means to be a true disciple. Thank you, Your Majesty. May you rest in peace and rise in glory. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.